Wow. In this week's video, I'm going to share with you what some of the most successful advisors are doing to accelerate their success even more. They have a niche, a common group of individuals, affluent individuals, affluent households that they're focused on so they can deliver a great experience that's unique to that audience, as well as to be in the center of this group so that they can attract a steady stream of pre-qualified, pre-endorsed clients. Does that sound good? I gotta tell you, if you want to accelerate your success even more as a financial advisor, having a primary focus so that you can serve your clients better and do better by doing it is right around the corner. I'm John Bowen, CEO of CED Worldwide, and in this short video, I'm gonna share with you how some of the most successful advisors who we're having the privilege of coaching are making a huge difference. Stay tuned, you don't want to miss this.
The CED Advisor Edge. Essential insights, real results.
Now, did you hear the story about the hunter who chased two rabbits? Probably not, because he wouldn't have got any of the rabbits. If you go in multiple directions, you're not going to be successful in life. Let me share another story, and I think this is a much more important one. And it's all about if you had to start over. Okay, we started with a clean sheet of paper and started our practice over. What would we do? Because oftentimes, those things that some of the most successful young advisors getting started are doing, and we've got some great research on young advisors who are really being focused, who are in less than 5 years picking up $50 million in assets under management, in some cases $500 million in assets. So, I mean, for most of us who've been in the industry for a long time, we go, that's not possible. I can tell you it is. Let me show you how. I want you to imagine this for a second, that you move to a new city and you're in this city and it's a different one. You don't know anybody there, and you're there and you're going to establish a financial advisory practice. And one of the things that many people do is they start marketing right away, and you get tempted and you go, you know what? I'm going to, you had a salesperson from the local newspaper call on you because they saw your, business being established in the legal side, and they called you, and they asked you to run a newspaper ad, and you're going to do that. You're going to put the ad in, and you're going to talk about, that you're this great financial advisor and you've established this business, and you're going to invite people to connect with you. What are your results? I got to tell you, I've seen a number of advisors do this, and what you're going to see is your parents might be proud of you, but you would get, and I'm not even sure, I think I would cross out few, you'd probably get no clients, if any, and certainly no affluent ones. They don't want to find you just by a newspaper ad. Now, let's just change it a little bit, and let's say in contrast, you imagine that you're focused your efforts on attracting and working within a single community, not this big city that you show up in, but some niche where this community is hanging out together of affluent individuals and families. As a result, members of the community would be drawn to you and would freely offer introductions to you to others in the community. And you know what? The power of all this is you could establish this all without placing a single newspaper ad. Wow, niche marketing is cheaper than most marketing. And if you think about it, if we can find a niche that we can really understand this niche, I don't care whether, it could be airline pilots, high-tech executives, widowers, retirees of a certain company, the more specific it is, we can go ahead and really understand it. For example, when I was an advisor here in Silicon Valley, one of the groups that I really focused on was affluent entrepreneurs. And I decided I could work with private companies or public companies. Well, at the time I was an advisor, had a little research, and this was before the internet made it so easy, but there are 500 public companies. And I decided there's no way I could understand 500 public companies. So I decided to focus on only two. And my business took off because I could understand the unique needs of those two companies, their executive benefits and everything. At the same time, I could also learn how to go and really attract that group and be introduced by the people who I really nail the client experience addressing their needs and would bring me and introduce me to the people they most cared about. That's what niche marketing can do. Now, let me share with you a little bit of framing of how this all comes together, because what we find as we coach some of the top financial advisors in the country, when they come to our coaching programs, they're nicheless. They're a little concerned that they don't really understand who they're going to work with, what their primary focus. And most of us, when we're not sure of who we want to work with, what happens? We work with everyone. We don't want to miss any opportunity at all. Well, that doesn't need to be the case. See, what I'd like you to do is ask yourself these three questions for identifying your niche. Very first is, wherever you live, where are the pockets of wealth in your community? Where are the pockets of wealth? And what I'm talking about here is in every community, like in San Jose, it's the west side. There are small communities, there's technology is the biggest, but there's semiconductor, there's software, there's the internet, social capital. What group would you want to work with? Who do you want to be a hero to? Who are you going to enjoy working with? Because what we want to do is the ones who are going to be the most successful as advisors is you're persistent. And the best way to be persistent is there's a group that you want to be a hero to, that you love working with. I love working with entrepreneurs, and I love working with entrepreneurs in the financial advice business like you, who want to make a big difference for their client. But who do you want to work with? Who are you passionate about serving and bringing a solution to? So number one, we want to look, where is the money? Think of Jerry Maguire. Where is the money? This is a huge difference. For a couple of years, I was partner. Some of you might know Lee Steinberg. Lee was the top sports agent. It was with a company, Asante, that I got bought out. And Lee sold to the same group. He was a partner in charge of sports. I was the CEO of the financial U.S. side. And we'd travel together, and people would always yell out, show me the money. Well, I want you to do that, too. That's from the Jerry Maguire movie. It was his fictionalized life. What I want you to do is look where the money is. Because what we want, the most profitable way of delivering financial services, certainly to the affluent, is delivering a wealth management experience. Well, they've got to have some wealth. They've got to be able to pay for you. You have to be able to address their most pressing concerns. So there has to be that relationship. So once we identify now that area, the pocket of wealth, then what we want to do is go to the next step. Who are the people in this pocket of wealth that you could serve well and profitably? Delivering wealth management, they don't all have to have private jets. I mean, in our research of private jets, the average private jet owner or even the fractional owner is $4 million in net income and $40 million net worth. That's not the market most of us are looking to serve. Most financial advisors working with the affluent, somewhere between 2 and 10 million is kind of the sweet spot. We certainly in our coaching program have advisors that have all the way up to $25 million minimums, but it's the 2 to 10 that is, there's really not much competition if you know your market and deliver a great wealth management experience. So what you have to do, number two, is go ahead and really identify who are the individual people. And then what we want to do, the very last, is what niche out of all this group are you going to be most excited about working with that you can make a huge difference? This one niche that you're more passionate about that you can deliver tremendous value, because there's so many choices. But by going ahead and sticking the, you know, your stake in the ground, claiming your niche, you can make a huge difference. Now, if you want to put your stake in the ground and deliver a great experience for your niche and attract a steady stream of pre-qualified, pre-endorsed clients, and you net over $200,000 of income, join us in what we call the Best Year Ever Consultation.
Thank you. Schedule your best year ever consultation.
The best year ever consultation is take a look at where you are now, where you want to go, what's the gap, and what would we do if we were in your shoes to accelerate your success even more. It's a two-part process, huge value. It's complimentary. You have to have a good foundation, $200,000 in net income. You will see those three things we would do that would accelerate your success even more. And then we'll also help you understand to calculate whether we're the right ones to coach you to do even better and give you a return on investment calculation that will show you exactly the impact our programs will have. Your current clients, your future clients, they're all counting on you. Don't let them down. We wish you the best success in achieving all that's important for your clients and for yourself.
The CEG Advisor Edge. Essential insights. Real results.